It's 1968, 2 months after the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Portland, Oregon, at the American Institute of Architects Convention, Whitney Young Jr., president of the National Urban League, took to the stage and reprimanded some 6,000 architects in the auditorium. Here's a reenactment.
You are most distinguished by your thunderous silence.
Architect Robert Tranum Coles was in the audience that afternoon.
Sat there with the audience as he began his speech, and he challenged the members present to be more involved in the solving the urban crisis.
Coles later worked with Whitney Young at the University of Kansas that year. He returned to Buffalo even more dedicated to devoting his practice to urban architecture, revitalization, and preservation programs.
He saw that there are problems in the community.
By his side, activist Dr. Jesse Nash, Jr.
And in 1964, we created ESCO, which was the East Side Community Organization. And ESCO was involved in bringing Saul Alinsky to Buffalo. And we raised $150,000 to create the Action Organization Build.
His advocacy also led to the formation of the Community Planning Assistance Center and the National Association of Minority Architects.
Early on, he was committed to the goal of challenging racism.
Sylvia, his wife of 65 years of marriage.
And fighting to advocate for minorities, that seemed to be his goal all through his life.
Their testimony as an interracial couple led to the passing of an anti-discriminatory housing law in Massachusetts.
Doing my architecture, I was an architect by day and advocate by night. That's what I call myself.
A fierce advocate for urban living, Coles was out front calling for the location of the University of Buffalo at the waterfront. Today at age 90, he's writing a second book and living out his golden years in a nursing home in a room filled with memories.
We're looking at a photograph of the staff, my staff in Buffalo in 1973. And I just wanted to have that photograph to remember the people who were there.
The faces of architects in his office, a melting pot. More than 15 were African-American and women.
Our cities are becoming more diverse, and the populations are multiracial. But we need architects who also are diverse and multiracial to build the cities of the future for those populations.
Earlier this year, he was awarded the prestigious Edward C. Kemper Award for his contributions to the profession.
Well, it makes me proud of the fact that I made the right choice, even though the teacher I had in high school said there are no black architects. And I just gritted my teeth and said, I'm going to be a black architect.
And he did, after graduating from the University of Minnesota, later advancing through the AIA, to be elected Chancellor of the College of Fellows, the highest position an architect can achieve in the college. Kemper Award winner Randy Vosbach.
I think he's made a major contribution to the profession of architecture and to his community and to society.
His successful practice boasts projects in Washington, New York, and Buffalo, like the JFK Community Center, the Frankie Meriwether Library, and the UB Alumni Arena.
Please raise a glass and toast.
This expert sailor has not sailed into the sunset just yet. As celebrations continue, he remains resolute in his call for inclusiveness and social justice for all. From the WBFO Newsroom, I'm Sandy White.